What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here, and we're going to get into some actual news. Now, believe it or not, there was a court case resulting in something called the consent decree, which amazingly enough says the Republican Party may not investigate Democratic election fraud without the permission of the Democrats. And I'm sure they're going to be forthcoming and saying, sure, come on in and take a look. There's nothing to find here. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But private citizens and organizations, entities not formally connected to the political parties can investigate vote fraud, and they're starting to do it. The Indiana Secretary of State has just discovered thousands of voter registrations have been altered. Birth dates and names have been changed. Now, what that means is if you are showing up to vote for Donald Trump and you say, I am John Smith and I was born in 1952, and they look on the registration record and they say, we don't have one. You're not registered to vote. And so the Indiana Secretary of State is saying this is clearly massive election fraud. They've turned it over to the state police, who are conducting an investigation. Every single state needs to be doing this right now. Now, more information is coming out from the FBI document dump. Now, Comey released these files to bolster his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for Title 18 felony violations. But there's a lot of stuff in there that Comey probably is going to wish he hadn't been quite so cavalier with. And there's been a lot of redactions. Some of those pages are so black, there's like maybe three words showing through. But apparently, all of the Freedom of Information Act requests sent to the State Department related to Benghazi were handled, and I quote, outside the normal chain by the State Department. In other words, these Freedom of Information Act requests would come in. Oh, it's Benghazi. It has to go over here and let them deal with it. And apparently the cover-up of Benghazi was taking place at the highest levels of the government. Now, we're still seeing the backlash from this revelation that Hillary's henchmen were pressuring the FBI and offering them effectively bribes to declassify certain documents. Remember when Hillary's out there, I did not send or receive any classified documents. Well, these are classified. Hillary's people went to the FBI and said, you've got to mark these documents as not classified. And if you will do it, we will arrange for some of your pet agents and everything to get foreign postings, places they want to go, like Paris and Tokyo and all these wonderful places. I mean, that's criminal bribery right there. Now, Barack Obama has already come on out and said, absolutely not, it did not happen. The FBI documents are simply not true. There was no quid pro quo. So now we have the President of the United States of America calling the FBI liars. And I'm sure that is not going to go over very well with the FBI, especially the rank and file, and even the high leadership. Because apparently James Comey came on out and argued that the Hillary Clinton case was investigated by high-level career FBI agents. So if the case was screwed up, they did it. It's their fault Hillary wasn't being charged. And the agents are saying that's absolutely not what happened. Comey literally tied the investigators' hands by handing out all these immunity deals, setting these ridiculous ground rules coming from Clinton's lawyers. Retired agent Dennis Hughes said in 25 years with the FBI, there were never ground rules on interviews. It just wasn't being done. Comey sabotaged that investigation, and now he's trying to scapegoat his own people. And I'm hearing that inside the FBI, there's a huge amount of anger. And FBI, you've got little less than 3 weeks to start leaking materials. Now, let's see. James O'Keefe came out with the video about Scott Fovall, who literally on the video admitted Democrats have been rigging elections for 50 years. He's now been fired. And let's see. We had other one that was the gentleman that has now stepped down. We found out he's actually been fired. And Fovall had admitted they paid mentally ill and homeless people to protest at Trump's rallies and cause trouble. And what did the corporate media do? Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. His people are violent, and it's his inflamed rhetoric. Remember when the GOP campaign office in Orange, I think it was New Jersey, got firebombed about a week ago? What did the media say? Oh, it's Donald Trump's inflammatory rhetoric. That's to blame here. No, it's the guy who took the Molotov cocktail, pitched it through the window. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're still talking about politics, election fraud, massive election fraud. And the government is in a panic. Because if they anoint Hillary the next president and nobody believes she won it honestly, then the American people are just going to turn around and say, you guys go your own way. We've got no more to do with you. We're not going to listen to you. We're not going to obey your orders. We're not going to fill out the paperwork. We're not going to let you take our children and have them blown to bloody bits in wars of conquest. It's not a legal, legitimate government. And so they're out there trying to say, how dare you say our elections aren't honest and fair? And Obama was out there just yesterday telling Donald Trump, stop whining. It's impossible to rig our elections, only 24 hours after saying Russia is trying to rig our elections. And we found a video from 2008 of Barack Obama admitting election fraud is a reality. He's just changing what he says from moment to moment to moment to moment, which is why the propaganda is becoming very obvious to the American people. Now, Bob Cremer was in one of these James O'Keefe videos and was publicly announced. He was resigning because he didn't want the controversy over the election fraud to taint the Hillary campaign. Too late for that. Insiders are saying he was actually fired. Now, before he got fired, and they're trying to distance themselves and say none of this stuff was going on, White House security records show that Robert Cremer visited the White House over 200 times during the Obama administration. I don't think he was on the tour. Do you? And you want to talk about the kind of people who are supporting Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has turned the Democratic Party into the party of the petty thieves, the thugs, the vote stealers, the computer hackers, the lowest of lowlifes in our society are all flocking to Hillary Clinton. So Hillary has a campaign bus in Atlanta, Georgia, and apparently the onboard restroom was full, and they just dumped it onto the street. There's photos of it. The Hillary campaign bus is simply emptying its restroom holding tank right onto the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. They got caught on it and said, oh, well, we didn't know we weren't supposed to do that. I mean, that's absurd. Now, by interesting coincidence, in Atlanta, on the same day that they were dumping their poo all over the city, there was a massive early voter turnout. And according to Project Veritas, these early voter turnouts, they're taking people and busing them from precinct to precinct to precinct, even across state borders, to allow them to vote multiple times. They're not even trying to hide what's going on. Now, because of James O'Keefe videos, an election integrity group has now filed a formal complaint with the Federal Election Commission, charging election fraud by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. There are still something like 12 lawsuits from the primaries, all of which have been conveniently put off until after the election is over. Because remember, they established a precedent out in San Diego. Once it's officially certified, we don't care if you prove it was fraudulent. That's just the way it's going to be. Correction. It was not New Jersey. It was Orange, North Carolina that got firebombed. Thank you for the correction here. There's just so much corruption to keep track of. Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab some phone calls. Matt in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. And, you know, the reason for my call is directly in line with the topic that you've just previously been discussing.
Yes.
If we're concerned with voter fraud, rigged elections, and massive corruption, at what point, and I'm never advocating violence, at what point do high commanders in the military basically do an internal coup, and then just we hit the reset button so that we can take our country back? Because we're not going to do it on the voting booth. That's just not going to happen. So how do we actually affect positive change without violence and creating World War III?
Okay, well, I don't know what the military is planning on doing, but I certainly agree. I would like to avoid a civil war or a revolution in this country. But history is full of leaders who made the mistake of thinking their people would tolerate just one more abuse. Charles I felt that way about the English people just before they cut his head off. Louis XVI felt that way about the French people just before they cut his head off. Mussolini felt that way about the Italians just before they machine-gunned him to death. Ceausescu felt the same way about the Romanians just before they machine-gunned him to death. There is a breaking point for everybody, and I'm hearing a lot of Americans are already there. Now, that being said, what is going on in the United States right now, the reason they're so afraid of WikiLeaks, the reason they're just in a lather over the fact that our elections are crooked and the American people know that. What brought the Soviet Union down was the Soviet citizens coming to understand what a fraud the entire government was. And that was brought about through a network of fax machines called the Samizdat, nowhere near as powerful and capable as the Internet. And at the point where the Soviet citizens realized their government was just lying to them all the time, they stopped listening. They stopped obeying. They stopped going along. They stopped cooperating. And the Soviet government fell. And I think the same thing is about to happen here. And that would obviously be the best case because it's going to mean the least amount of bloodshed. And I honestly think that's our best way forward, to just say to the government, look, you're not legal, you're not legitimate, you're lying to us, you're rigging the elections, we don't have a democracy in this country, and we're just not going to pay attention to you guys anymore. Go wreck somebody else's life for a change.
They control the weapons, and we can't, like, you know, if we have Second Amendment, that doesn't really affect anything.
You weren't
if there's
listening
a civil
to
war.
Me. You weren't listening
yes, I was.
To me.
I heard,
no,
yeah,
no.
Sorry,
Second
sorry,
Amendment
and
weapons does. Second Amendment and weapons doesn't come into it if that central government collapses from its own rot and corruption and bad economic policies. Weapons will never come into play. That's my best ambition right there.
Well, then, so all the guys that they work for, they just put down their guns and just walk out.
Well, if the paychecks
hit
stop,
squads,
sure.
Their hit squads, everybody that the Clintons work for, and the
if they don't have the money to pay them,
establishment.
If they don't have the money to pay them, no, they're going to say, we're out of here. Look at how many of those paid mercenaries over in Syria have just started bailing and saying, this isn't worth the paycheck here. These people who work for the Clintons are not committed ideologically to Hillary Clinton. They're there because she's got billions and billions of laundered, untraceable dollars with which to pay them. In fact, there's a story that just came on out from Anonymous that one of the Hillary super PACs is literally paying NBC and the Wall Street Journal to shape their polls to show that she is beating Donald Trump. It's all about the money. The money is driving it. If the money collapses, okay, then everybody's going to quit and go home. Okay?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a course of action for the average American citizen, at what point do we organize and just completely disengage from any federal government regulations and just walk away? The U.S. dollar will collapse.
We don't need to organize. Everybody's just going to get sick and tired and walk away. Again, study the history of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm going to let you go. The phone lines are full. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Al, are you there?
Yes. I didn't hear your initial hello.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. Just like Dustin from New Jersey always says, people need to understand one very simple thing. Ozzy Osbourne wrote a song about it, the almighty dollar. Some people get those little S's with the you know, the scribbles through the middle in their eyes, mm-hmm. and they can't see anything. They can't see their hand in front of their face. And just to touch on what you said earlier, something about Julian Assange, make no mistake, he and everyone like him, i.e. whistleblowers, are heroes. They are true, honest-to-God patriots, if you believe in that sort of thing. But they point out the rot and the corruption that the taxpayers' dollars pay for. It is every taxpayer's right to know how their hard earnings are spent. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the problems we have here is the corporate media is trying to convince us we shouldn't look at the WikiLeaks documents or any of that stuff. They were obtained illegally, and you should rely on the corporate media to filter them for you. Of course, they're not reporting on them at all, as I mentioned before. The problem is that all of those documents, unless they're classified, those documents are the property of the American people. They're work product. They're work for hire. Our tax dollars paid for those offices and those salaries. Those documents belong to us. And the government does not have a right to withhold them from us unless they're formally classified for military reasons. And so this idea that looking at these documents somehow represents a crime is absolutely ridiculous, and yet that's how desperate they are. You know, don't look at the WikiLeaks documents. We're going to have a sex scandal for Donald Trump here. Just pay attention to that here. We bribed a lot of women to come in and frame him, you know, just like we hired all those people to commit violence at his rallies and everything. But you don't want to look at WikiLeaks. You don't want to look at the FBI files. You don't want to look at the crime and corruption of this government. It'll harm the reputation of the United States.
Well, I think the United States has been doing a pretty good job of harming its reputation as of late.
That is exactly
fortunately, there are those that, you know, don't look upon all of the United States as being this way. For obvious, you know, I mean,
well, it's the government that's the problem. It's the government that's the problem. Ordinary people, you know, the American people are still, by and large, honorable, decent people. Unfortunately, Hillary's campaign has a knack for finding the lowlifes among us who, in exchange for 30 pieces of silver, are willing to betray the founding principles of this nation.
And the propaganda has worked.
I'm not entirely sure that is true.
Well, I know a lot of people, propaganda works on them. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But, you know, like, even just to make this quick, because I know you've had a lot of other calls, but it worked on me too, Mike. There was a picture of Gordon Downing hugging Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and as soon as I saw it on the CBC, I almost started crying. And that's the exact response that picture was supposed to portray. And it works sometimes, even on people that know.
Well, here in the United States, when you're dealing with people who don't want to look at WikiLeaks and don't want to look at the FBI files, these are people who want to believe that they're good, courageous human beings who would take a stand for justice. But when they're actually confronted with a government that's gone rogue, they don't want to have to make that choice, because to take action against a rogue government entails risks, which we're all familiar with right now. To know that the government is corrupt and do nothing about it, you have to surrender your self-image of being a decent, good human being. And there's a lot of Americans who don't want to face that choice, and they will desperately, gratefully grasp whatever propaganda is handed to them, no matter how silly it is, to go on with this little gross self-deception. And that's why most propaganda is not really designed to fool a critical analysis. It's just there to give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to think about what's going on. We got to take a break for commercials.
Trump won anyway, Mike.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to let you go here, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. I just want to ask you something about the WikiLeaks. They're still coming out. What do
yes.
you think? Do you think he's got people with computers in other areas that have the information?
Of course he did. You know, Julian Assange is a figurehead for WikiLeaks, but, you know, he didn't have all the files in the Ecuador embassy. He's got people around the world. He's got dead man switches set on up. Whoever cut that cable and triggered the suicide switches actually caused more harm than good. And Assange himself may not be able to get on out and do video interviews or anything, but it's absolutely had no effect whatsoever on the flow of data. They've released some more today, and there's more still to come.
Didn't these idiots understand that?
Apparently not.
I kind of figured, man, he can't just be having this on his own. He must have other people that got a hold of it. If something happened to him, you know, the same thing with Ed Snowden. When he was, evading the U.S. authorities, I figured somebody else, I think, if I'm not mistaken, what's that guy's name? He lives in South America, too. Worked for the British press.
You don't mean Glenn Greenwald, do you?
Glenn Greenwald.
Greenwald, yes. Okay. Yes.
So, the other thing I wanted to say is the states can really, you know, deal with this if they really want. But one thing, they can start making arrests of some of these lawbreakers if the feds, even if, because usually federal crimes also have state crimes involved with them. So they can actually charge, like, people from the DNC and Hillary, and even Hillary herself, probably with state crimes.
Well, that's what they're doing in Indiana. The vote fraud investigation in Indiana is being done at the state level because no U.S. attorney is going to touch any of this stuff. Remember, right. when Bill Clinton became president, one of the things he did that really got people kind of weirded out, he fired every single U.S. attorney in the country and replaced them with his own cronies. And most of those people are still there.
Yeah, and it's like I said, the federal government is completely corrupt.
The FBI.
And, you know, it's funny, you had mentioned before about the fact that, I consider those people heroes, the Bundy Ranch. That uranium, that was all about selling the uranium to the Russians. While they were saying how terrible the Russians are in one way, they were selling uranium to them. For the other hand, and if Trump doesn't bring this out tonight, I don't know. Because he should have brought it out the last time. The minute she mentions anything about Russia, that's what
you
should bring out.
They're now announcing that Hillary Clinton gets the first question tonight, which is basically the way of letting Hillary's people direct where the debate is going to go. And like the first two debates, it's going to be Donald Trump versus everybody else in that room.
What Trump got to do is just turn it around. Just say, no, I'm not going to answer that. What I want to know is this. Why aren't you talking about the WikiLeaks? Why aren't you talking about the Iranian deal? Why aren't you talking about, I don't know, the voter fraud with that O'Keefe came up with?
Yes.
That's what he needs to do.
He's got to hit. I'm sure he's going to hit the James O'Keefe videos, you know. And, again, there's now a formal complaint before the Federal Election Commission. Indiana is starting to look into this. This idea of coming on out and saying, well, you know, you're harming the reputation of our democracy. Trump didn't do that. Trump is simply accurately reporting that our elections are crooked as all heck.
Slimeballs that are ruling this country, they're the ones that are hurting the reputation of the United States. They're
Absolutely.
Turning us into a banana republic.
That's Absolutely.
It's not Trump. Trump is trying to bring attention to these things. These slimeballs have destroyed this country, destroyed our reputation, turn us into a banana republic, and it's a shame. And I don't think they should get away with it. I think they need to be prosecuted. And
I'll make a compromise position here. I would just be happy if we kick them out of the country, because we've got more important things to do than, you know, bother with revenge and retribution and everything. We got to basically get our country back under the control of we the people. We need honest elections. We need a value-based currency. We need to get rid of that private central bank that holds us all debt slaves. And this could be the beginning of a global revolution. Whether it starts here in the United States or in Europe, it feels like it is, in fact, coming. All right, thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Brian in Chile, and thank you for waiting so patiently all this time. What is on your mind?
Yeah, greetings from Chile, Mike, and thanks for taking the call. And what I wanted to talk to you about was last night I was on the InfoWars website, and I happened to catch the latest Project Veritas video, the 16-minute video in which they describe how these Democratic operatives commit voter fraud by filling up buses with, winos, mentally ill people, homeless people, and perhaps some illegals. They probably pay them maybe, $50 or $100 to do this. And then they take them to a polling site in which they have people registered to vote who are dead. They give them the dead man's name and they say, okay, go in there and vote for him. And then when they do that, they haul them off to another voting site and they do exactly the same thing. They might do 6, 8, maybe 10 of these a day. And I was thinking, you do the math on this, and the numbers are really extraordinary. You know, they can get like 500 votes a day that way, fraudulent votes. So now what I'm about to suggest here, Mike, I in no way expect that you're going to endorse, being in the position that you're in. But this is an appeal to maybe veterans or patriots or, any redneck in general who may want to strike a blow against this voter fraud. And my suggestion is this. Now, how difficult is it to immobilize a bus? I mean, all one really needs to do.
Okay,
is
you're
to
right. I can't endorse that. I can't endorse that. However, you know, it's really very easy to prevent multiple voting. Other countries do it, and that is that at the polling place, when you get your ballot, there's a little pad, and you stick your thumb on it, and you get a little bit of color on there that will last for about a week, and then it'll be gone. It's harmless. It's food coloring. And that basically says you voted and you cannot vote again. We don't even do that simple little thing here in the United States. Our system is set up to defraud the American people, to cheat them out of their country.
Right. All the more reason why these tactics should be employed, Mike.
I disagree.
And what's so hard about walking up to a bus with an ice pick and puncturing a sidewalk?
I can't endorse that. I'm sorry. I really can't.
I understand that, Mike. I do.
Okay.
I absolutely understand why you can't endorse it. Yeah. But I don't suffer from that handicap, really. I mean, as far south as I am here in Chile, I don't expect the FBI is going to be knocking on my door anytime soon.
This has nothing to do with the FBI. It has to do with the political repercussions of engaging in that kind of sabotage, because then we're down at their level. What we need to do
Mike, it's absolute suicide to assume a higher moral posture than your enemy is operating under. It's absolute suicide to do that. This is a war, Mike, and this upcoming election is our last chance at a peaceful political solution to these problems. And if Hillary Clinton gets in there, it's going to be devastating. It's going to be riots in the streets. It's going to be an absolute mess. So I think the method that I proposed here is just one small measure, preventive measure to getting to that point.
Well, there is one thing there is one thing I can get behind, and that is we are starting to see more and more people. Now that Donald Trump has broken the ice, so to speak, we're seeing more and more people going public with all of this election fraud, registrations being altered so that Trump voters can't vote. We saw that all during the primary, where people who were going to vote for Bernie Sanders showed up, and all of a sudden their registration had the party changed on it. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous for Hillary and Obama to say that Russia is trying to hack our elections to put Donald Trump in the White House, when all of the election fraud during the primaries was aiding Hillary Clinton. And they're trying to get you to go along with this bizarre idea that Putin wanted Hillary to win the Democratic nomination, but all of a sudden wants Donald Trump to win the presidency. It doesn't make any sense at all. The election fraud is all in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm just on pins and needles and waiting to see what the outcome of this is going to be. This is the biggest drama in American history.
It absolutely is. But again, if everybody gets on out and votes, there are going to be fewer of these unused registrations for them to gameplay with. And it's equally important. If you get to your polling place and somebody says somebody's already voted using your registration, you go public with it. You go on Twitter. You go on Facebook. You go on MySpace and LinkedIn, and you scream, somebody stole my registration for election fraud. If we have 100 million Americans standing up and saying, my vote was hijacked from me, they can't pretend that this was an honest, legitimate election. And again, when you're voting, if you're supporting Donald Trump, wear red. If you don't have anything red, after you voted, you can't do this before you go into the polling place, but after you've voted, just put a little paper tape T on the front of your clothing. And they're scared of that. In fact, I'm already hearing that Hillary's people are going to be told to wear red so that they can say, well, it doesn't matter how much red you're seeing. Everybody is seeing red in the spirit of our country, blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I know you got others in the pipeline here, so we'll talk again sometime.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to John in Barbados. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for having me on again.
Okay.
I'm looking at this election, and I thought it had descended into the gutter. I was wrong. It's in the sewer. I mean, it's total nonsense and ridiculous. I put a note onto a website that shall be nameless, but and I mentioned the fact that it looks like Hillary Clinton's email server was used to disseminate U.S. secrets, and the foundation was used to collect the payments.
Yes,
and the writer of the political article who I think supports Hillary Clinton, was calling me ridiculous. But and I pointed out afterwards that actually, if they go back to the 1990s and Chinagate, they were doing exactly the same thing.
That's exactly right. You cannot say it's ridiculous when the Clintons have already been caught doing it once before.
Exactly. So, you know, there we go.
But the entire corporate media has been co-opted by the Hillary campaign. We were talking yesterday about how Podesta was having these secret off-the-record dinners with all the big wigs of the media coming on over. They got drafted to be Hillary Clinton's, part of Hillary Clinton's campaign team. I mean, Donald Trump is literally fighting a one-man war. His own party won't support him. The media is out to get him. The Democrats are out to get him. The Wall Street's out to get him. And it is amazing. The fact that he is still doing so well shows you that Donald Trump is the candidate of the American people, and that's what's got the establishment so scared, because they can't stand the idea of the American people being allowed to regain control over who is going to be in the government.
It's become completely ludicrous, the efforts of the Clinton campaign, and to be honest, the media, and even the White House. It's just beyond belief that this sort of corruption is taking place, even so far as to actually paying NBC to rig its polls. Good grief.
You know, yeah, I was looking at the way the polling methodology was out there. The questions are structured so that, you know, all the people who'd be voting for Trump are divided into all these little subcategories that allow them to be basically ignored. We know they've openly admitted they're polling twice as many Democrats as Republicans, and they justify it saying we're expecting twice as many Democrats to vote in the election as Republicans, which I guess if you're counting all those dead people and illegal immigrants may actually be close to the reality. And it's the grossest of self-deceptions. There's a very simple way to run a poll. Who are you going to vote for? Boom. That's it.
Well, the thing is, I'm looking at some other aspects as well, Michael. The fact that they are, the administration, I think, knows that Trump is on to something and he's a winner. And they're distracting from this by poking the bear. And I think we've got some really serious problems arising out of this nonsense between the U.S. and Russia. I mean, Mr. Putin, in a TV interview yesterday, came out and said, if America thinks, we're only going to attack in one place, he said, all American assets, right around the world, we will attack everything. And this escalation, this constant escalation, will see us in a nuclear war. And I mean, I'd probably be all right sat here in Barbados. This little island is a rock in the middle of the ocean, no strategic value whatsoever. But the Northern Europe and North America will be plastered with everything. It really needs serious consideration.
Well, we're trying to keep it from getting there. But this idea, they've found this guy in Prague. They've waterboarded him into saying, yes, I'm a Russian hacker. And they're going to use that to launch cyber war against Russia. Russia's going to retaliate. I'm sure that they've got capabilities. They know the U.S. and Israel created Stuxnet. I'm sure the Russians have been working on counter methods as well. They could destroy the entire global economy just by wrecking the Internet. And we have this mindset of no price is too great to pay to get whoever this week's enemy is. I mean, Stuxnet may have been the reason why all the safety systems at Fukushima failed to operate correctly, which turned a calamity into an absolute disaster. But in the minds of these people who are doing these things, well, it was unfortunate, it's collateral damage, but at least we wrecked those centrifuges over in Iran. That's the way they think. And it's one of the worst things about the war mindset. You know, we're going to get the enemy, and yeah, we're going to kill a lot of people along the side, but, you know, it's too bad, but it's just collateral damage, and, you know, it's just the cost of empire.
Well, the other thing that's happened, which I noticed earlier today when I was reading through various articles, is that Russia has banned the Rothschilds from entering the country at all.
I was going to get into that during the economic section.
Okay, Mike, I'll let you get on with that because I don't want to steal your thunder.
All right, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, echoing the statement we had from one of the earlier callers, Veterans News Now is saying, vote for Donald Trump or lose America forever. And I know we're seeing indications of massive election fraud. They're rigging the polls. They're trying as hard as they can to steal our country away from us and give it back to the Clinton-Bush narcocracy. Okay, but remember what happened with Brexit. There was a massive amount of election rigging there. It still fell short. We can do the same thing here. It's one thing to use election fraud to swing a race a few percentage points. If they try and reverse a landslide, everybody's going to know that's what they did. And the American people are not going to comply with a government that they know is illegal and illegitimate. We're just not. We're going to sit down and ignore them. And again, that's how Gandhi got the British out of India. Peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. We stop going along with them. We stop powering the war machine, powering the Wall Street machine, and just say, no, we're done. We're done out of here. The contract in that Constitution is we choose the leaders and give them our consent to manage our nation's sovereignty. If you're not elected honestly and fairly, then you're not the legal government of this country, and I'm not going to listen to you. Certainly not when you're out there talking about potential nuclear war with Russia and China. Let's see. Donald Trump, when he was down there in Colorado, basically opened up with both barrels, talking about the pay-to-play, collusion, cover-ups, bribery, meaning the State Department's offer to the FBI that in exchange for declassifying some of Hillary Clinton's emails, that FBI agents would get these really nice postings to very exotic places around the world. And Trump is out there saying he's going to drain the swamp. He wants to crack down on lobbying. He wants term limits on Congress. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. Over on CNN, their anchor, Brooke Baldwin, was mocking Donald Trump, saying, what is this thing about term limits? Well, there are already term limits. What does he mean? There's one problem. There are no term limits on Congress. There's a term limit on the presidency only. I mean, how does Brooke Baldwin think John McCain has managed to stay in office all these years if there are term limits? But at this point, the corporate media is saying whatever they feel they need to say to diminish Trump and prop up Hillary Clinton. And they've gone so far, they've destroyed their own credibility. And what they're counting on is putting Hillary into the White House and having the independent media shut down so everybody will be dependent on the corporate media, even though they're lying. And their attitude very clearly is, we can't run this country the way we want it to be run unless we can lie to the American people with impunity. And again, I challenge anybody to show me where in the Constitution the government is allowed to lie and deceive the American people. It's not in there. Now, there are some positive indicators out there. Remember, Trump shattered Republican primary vote record by 1.4 million votes. It's an all-time record turnout for the GOP primaries. Actuaries looking at the mainstream propaganda polls, they're saying they still think there's a landslide coming for Donald Trump. The question is, will it be enough to overcome the vote fraud? That's going to be up to you. Every single one of you must make that effort to vote. And the sooner you do it, if your state allows early voting, I'd get out there and I'd do it right now before some illegal immigrant uses your name and address to vote for Hillary Clinton, because they're doing it. They are already admitting they're doing that. Now, over in Las Vegas, appropriate place, the debate tonight, the bookies are giving odds that Trump is going to win. And these people tend to be very, very careful about these things. The unknown factor is how much election fraud there's going to be, and there's a lot. That's what O'Keefe has documented with his videos. There's massive, massive election fraud on the Democratic side. The bookies are still convinced Trump is going to pull it off. Now, the USC Dornsif Los Angeles Times Daybreak poll, which correctly called the 2012 election, has Trump in the lead. It was another online poll over in VoteForThePresidencyOnline.com. Trump is ahead by 2-1. And there's another poll. Let's see. This was an article that came out of Investment Watch blog. There was a poll conducted of 50,000 people in all 50 states. Trump 67%, Hillary 19%. And, of course, we ran one of our polls today. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, 99%. We can do it. We can repeat what happened with Brexit. We just all have to do it together. If you sit at home on election day, you are part of the problem. If you sit at home on election day, you are helping Hillary steal the White House. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour here, and the Tantrum Squad is still trying to pound on my server. And all that really does is remind everybody that these people know they can't win an honest debate or an honest election. And these people are running around with this idea that the willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill makes them superior human beings, and it doesn't. It just makes them human beings who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And that's it. And that is going to be the popular image of a Democratic Party voter for decades after this election is over and done with. Because Hillary Clinton has turned the Democratic Party into the party of the petty thieves stealing signs off of front people's lawns, computer hackers attacking websites, vote riggers, drug money, corruption. That's the new image of the Democratic Party. Doesn't represent the American people anymore. Represents the American criminal. Now then, apparently down in Florida, the Orlando Sentinel has been looking closely at voting records from Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina and found more than 68,000 duplicates. People who were registered to vote in two states. And they found records indicating 1,600 of these people have already voted in the early elections. Beware the walking dead voters. Story coming out of an alert blog spot. A while back, there was a vote fraud allegation in Chicago. The grand jury concluded 100,000 fraudulent votes had been cast. But Barack Obama is out there saying, it's impossible to rig the American elections. Unless, of course, it's Russia. We know that Russia's going to do that. A lot of people are very concerned that a George Soros-connected company is providing voting machines in 16 states, including the swing states. And I got to tell you, George Soros has become the strongest argument for socialism by showing what people with way too much money can do in terms of causing mischief. People like Soros and Bill Gates think that having a lot of money gives them the right to play with planet Earth and its people like toys. Yesterday I was talking about the metaphor of HBO's Westworld, where these ultra-rich can come on into Westworld and shoot up the place and have sex with anybody and anything and do whatever they want and never suffer any consequences for it just because they've got money. I think that show is going to be hugely, hugely successful because people are going to understand what's going on. Now, Michael Moore has come on out with his pro-Hillary video. It was a rush job. He made it over 11 days. And it's basically a video of a stand-up routine where he actually comes on out and says, or the character in the film comes on out and says, I hope Hillary killed Vince Foster. That's badass. That's their new idea. Yeah, she kills people. Isn't that great? Vote for Hillary. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.